Oh. Hello.
Hello, John. Is this John?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, I was calling from INS Law in regards to your Scottish redress application. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, I do need to take a few details just for data protection. And I do need to remind you that calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. So, is it okay if I take a few details for your file?
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Okay, perfect. So, if you just give me a second. Can you confirm your full name, please?
It's John Collins, John Joseph Collins.
John Joseph Collins. And your date of birth?
1910-73.
So it's the 19th of October, 1973.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, can you confirm your email address, please?
It's all in lowercase, John Collins, Collins, 1973@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then your contact number?
Is 07856-121-601.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And then, if you wouldn't mind, your home address?
It's number 45 Park Drive.
45 Park Drive.
And that's in Blyth, Northumberland. Postcode is NE November Echo 244 Bravo, Quebec.
Thank you very much. So we've got 45 Park Drive, and then the postcode is November Echo 244.
Bravo.
Bravo, Quebec.
Okay.
Your mind went blank then. And that's in Blyth. Perfect. Okay. So, just a little bit of further information, if you are able to provide it. Can you provide me with your mother and father's name, please?
Right, so this is where it gets a bit confusing.
Yeah.
So, obviously, when I was in the children's home, this is what it is in relation to, isn't it? Yeah, the children's home.
Yeah, the care center.
Yeah, right. So when I was born, my dad kidnapped my biological dad kidnapped myself, my twin brother, and my big sister.
Yeah.
From Birmingham.
Yeah.
Took us to Scotland. Try to get several family members to take us in. They wouldn't do it because they were like, it's wrong, you need to take them back.
Yeah.
So then he dumped all three of us in an empty building, as far as I'm aware. I'm not in contact with, but I'm in contact with my natural parents, well, my natural dad, but I try and not bring it up because it gets... getting me riled up.
Yeah, I do apologize for that.
That's fine. So he dumped me, my twin brother, and my sister in an empty building.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the full story, but I don't know whether he went to try and do something to get money and get caught, or he couldn't get money and he handed us into social services. Pretty much they found us in an empty building.
Yeah.
My sister was looking after us. Then we were taken to a children's home in Dunoon.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of it. I believe it was run by nuns. But again, we were very young. We were only, I think I was about 18 months old.
Yeah.
Then we were adopted at 3 years old, all three of us.
Yeah.
But my adopted parents, they had already lost a son and a daughter through cancer and leukemia.
Yeah.
But we always got the feeling, myself and my sister, we always got the feeling that my twin brother was totally different.
Yeah.
From, like, us, he was treated totally different.
Yeah.
And then as the years went on, it was like, as I got older, my partner that I just recently split up with because of all the stress and stuff, she used to say, not long ago, actually, she was like, what happy memories have you got of your childhood?
Yeah.
And my answer was none.
Yeah.
And she was like, what age can you remember back to? And I was like, about 11.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I can't remember anything apart from mental and physical abuse.
Yeah. Of course, that's bound to happen if you've
Is it my adopted parents that got us from the children's home, or is it my biological parents you want the information on?
So it'd more than likely be the biological parents, as that's what the records for the care sentence will be held.
Right, well, my biological parents, my dad was all over the papers and everything for physical abuse in one of my other sisters. Right, so my mum's name is Linda McGeoch.
And how would you spell that surname?
Small C, large G, E-O-C-H.
Okay. Thank you.
My biological dad's name is John Charles Collins.
John Charles Collins.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As I said, my dad was all over the paper, went to jail for abusing my sister, broke her arms, broke her legs, fractured ribs.
Yeah.
And she was like a baby, do you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I do apologise for having to bring that up.
I'm actually, I think I put on my form, like, notes that I suffer from PTSD, depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
Which I believe is all related to my childhood.
Yeah, no, of course.
I'm not a spiritual person.
Yeah.
But I got a tarot reading done on Monday. And my adopted mum came through because she passed away 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
She came through and she apologised for how she treated us and how she wasn't really a good mother and she didn't get the chance to say it in person because, like, I cut ties from her when I was 15. I'm now 52.
Yeah, at least that's something positive to come from it.
So I'm booking another reading just to see what other demons I've got in my past.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's now affecting my 10.5-year relationship.
Yeah.
Because I get angry, I lash out. I used to smash things. Yeah. When I was younger, it was violence. I used to just go out and just start fights for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And she said for the last few years, she said, I can't keep doing this. She says, you need to go and see, get help. My doctor's waiting to get me a referral for a psychologist.
Yeah.
To see if we can keep her into matters.
Yeah, that should help. So I'm just going to ask you for a few more details, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Another thing that I do need to ask is the GP surgery that you're currently registered to.
Railway Medical Group in Blyth.
Railway Medical Group.
Yes.
Thank you. And is that on Gattaca Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say it's on Gartacre Street.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was street or road.
Yeah. Okay, if I do go quiet, I am just typing up the details that you're giving me. So.
See, I don't know if,
That's
sorry, I
okay.
dropped it there. See, I don't know whether, I know my sister, it was my sister that told me to get in touch with you, because I think she's been in touch with you as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously we went through the same kind
The
of life,
same, yeah.
you know what I mean? And she's older than me, so she'll remember more of it
Yeah.
than I will, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's relevant or if it's sure that we'll be dealing with her, so it, like, you can compare,
Yeah.
if that makes sense, or is it
Yeah.
totally, would it be totally different?
So it is a totally different case, but obviously the records that we'll get back will be able to reflect the same if you're in the same care settings.
Right.
So I do understand that it's a completely sensitive subject and it's okay if you don't remember or if you don't want to provide it. But do you know the address that you were living in prior to care? If you don't, that's completely fine.
Well, before we were taken into the children's home.
Yeah.
No, as I say, I was 18 months old.
No, that's completely fine. It's understandable.
I just know it was in Glasgow somewhere. I
Yeah.
don't know much else.
Okay. So, in regards to your application, if we do ever need to contact you, are you wanting to set up a password so that you know it's us calling you? It can be a word of your choice, any word, just so
Yeah.
that you know it can confirm that it is us that you're directly speaking to.
Yeah, can do.
And what would you like the password to be?
Digger. Name of my
Digger.
hospital. Yep.
And that's DIGGER.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so have you been diagnosed with a terminal illness that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
What's a beneficiary? Is that someone, if anything happens to me,
Yeah,
anything?
they can take
Right.
over.
Yeah. Yep. Karen Walls. Karen.
Yeah.
And then Walls. Walls.
So that's Karen.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have the date of birth for this person?
The 1st of June 1971.
1st of June 1971, and a contact number if possible.
Hold on.
It's okay if not.
07856. 07856
Yep.
119729, I think it is.
So that's 07856112.
No, 07856119129.
129. 07856119129.
No, 729.
Ah, okay. 07856119729.
Yeah.
Okay, and if we do need to contact you, are you okay with email, text, and phone calls?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so have you received a relevant payment in regards to criminal injuries compensation in relation to the abuse?
No.
Okay, and do you have a criminal conviction for imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No, all spent.
Okay. Okay. So, thank you for providing me with them details. Just to move on with the call, I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call if you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, just let me know.
Yeah.
Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
Just my mental health, depression, anxiety.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a note of that.
Anger.
Haven't we all? So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and to gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Yep.
So, the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. They are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you are successful or not. INS law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government funds or fees. If you decide to instruct us, you will be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, please can you confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation for your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
No, I haven't.
Okay, perfect. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. This means if your application is unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you will pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. You will never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%.
Yeah.
So it is important that I make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call. If instructed, we can assist you with whether you'll be eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising you of any offer made, explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Yes.
If a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide to accept anything. This is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue a future civil claims relating to matters at hand. You would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So if you do decide to proceed, you do have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. So if you do choose, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. Are you happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
Yeah.
Okay, so that we are able to formally act for you, we will require proof of your identity for verification purposes. We therefore will need a copy of photographic identification and proof of your address data within 3 months of today's date. This information is required to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So following this conversation, I will send you information via email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of identity verification.
Yep.
Okay, so in regards to completing your application so that we can send it off, I do need just a few more details. It will be the care settings that you were placed in as a child. So do you know the names of the places?
No, not before I was adopted.
Okay.
As I say, I just know, I can vaguely remember a children's home that was in Dunoon. It was run by nuns. That's all I can really remember from.
No, that's okay. I'm just going to have a little look now to see if I can bring anything up with that information. So I'm just going to put into the system just to see whether we can bring up
as far as I can remember, there only was one children's home in Dunoon.
Okay. So once I've put this onto your file, I'll just need to take a little brief statement in regards to the abuse that you suffered while you were there. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what year roughly you were in this care setting?
I would say probably about 1976.
1976. So was it called the Catherine Mary Home, do you know?
Sorry?
Was it called the Catherine Mary Home?
Possibly.
Okay.
Was like a big, I can still visualize it. It was like
Yeah.
a big massive house
Yeah.
with like pillars on the front. And I'm sure it was green and white.
Yeah.
If that's what, I'm thinking if there's images of it and of then I don't
Yeah,
know if that's what
then it
you're
would ring a
seeing.
bell. Yeah. Okay, and that was 1976, roughly. Okay, so next, obviously, I do appreciate that it is a sensitive subject. Are you okay to proceed with giving a brief statement about it?
Yeah.
So, just in your own words, just tell me a bit about what happened while you attended this care home.
I don't know why we, I don't know why we were put in there. My dad kidnapped us, you know what I mean, and then couldn't look after us. Can't really remember, as I said during this call, I've kind of blocked out a lot from up
Yeah.
until about the age of 11.
Yeah.
I can remember the beatings, and I don't know if it would be, I would say it was more mental torture
Yeah.
and beatings, but it was done as a punishment, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You had to stand in the corner and not do anything, just stand and not move.
Yeah.
If you moved, you got the belt or the cane, or I can all. So there was that side, and then obviously, I can remember getting beatings, and it was just not a nice place to be in,
Yeah.
really.
Yeah.
As I say, I was still very young, so a lot of that, and again, I'm looking to see a psychologist to,
To help you like come to terms with it.
and obviously I've got the doctor with my post PTSD,
Yeah.
and my depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
I can go on for ages and be fine. I think the last time I had a bit of a meltdown was probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Something just flipped and I had a bit of a meltdown for about 8 months.
Yeah.
Now I've split up from my long-term partner 4 weeks ago, and it's just everything's coming back. We know we want to be together, but
Yeah.
without me being able to deal with what I've got going on in my head, I just can't
Yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Okay, so just going to type up a brief statement of what you're telling me. So if I do go quiet, that is why.
Yep.
So I'll just add that to your files, what you've told me, but obviously as the application progresses, further down the line, you'll be asked to give a more detailed witness statement, which will have more direct questions. So obviously, if you do think of more things, that'll be another chance for you to add that to your application as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in contact with my sister. She was like a mother kind of figure when we were little.
Yeah.
And I'm still in touch with her, so if there's anything I need to know, I'll just see
her. Yeah, you can talk about it with her.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In regards to all the details, I think that is enough. So I do appreciate your time for that. What we will need to do next is, so in regards to this application, there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. There is a fixed payment of £10,000. So this is a fixed amount of award regardless of the severity of the abuse you've suffered. The other one is the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Yeah.
So this is decided by a closed panel and it's dependent on the level of abuse that you've suffered. So within these decisions, you will not be required to attend any meeting with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person. We will obviously provide the detailed witness statements on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story.
Right.
So based on the severity of the abuse that you've suffered, I am going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment.
Right.
If that's okay?
Yep.
Okay. So, based on the information you've provided today, the next step would be for me to send you a few documents that you just need to sign and return back to us. So, it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, a request for proof of address and proof of identity, as we've previously spoken about, and then the redress application forms. So,
Sorry. You know when you were asking about names of the children's homes?
Yeah.
I've just remembered, I'm sure there was two of them in maybe about 8 or 9. I can remember, I'm sure one was called Blair Vaddock. I think that was in a place called Helensburgh.
Yeah.
And the other one, I'm sure, it was called The Kibble. And that was in Paisley somewhere.
Yeah.
You know when things come back to you? And when you're driving past and you're like, I've been here before.
Yeah.
Kind of like a deja vu thing.
Yeah, of course.
They've just came in. And there was another one in Jamestown. Near Loch Lomond, but I can't remember the name of it. It was a place called Balloch, and there was a children's home in a little place, I'm sure it was called Jamestown.
Yeah.
I was in there as well.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to note these down as well, just to add them to the application, just so we've got more bulk to it. Blair Raddock and that.
I don't even know if any of them are still going.
Yeah, some of them are shut down.
Is that probably to do with the abuse that's coming from them, or is it just in funding?
Could possibly be. Obviously, some rebrand, some change name. So I'll add the Blair Raddock now. And do you know roughly the year that you were in Blair Raddock?
Born in 75. Maybe 81, 82. It's, I would probably say between maybe 79 and... No, I couldn't have been. If I was born in 73, and I think I was about 7 or 8 when I went to, but yeah, I don't know.
So about 1981.
Yeah, 1980, 1981, that
era. Yeah.
But it was like I didn't get kept in a place for so long.
Yeah.
I used to work myself, I think. Like, just go out and get into trouble, and I was, they would just move us, you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
how it felt. I was
yeah.
never, and it wasn't a stable place.
Yeah, no permanent.
Yeah. You get too much, and they just fuck you off to somebody else, basically.
Yeah, just get rid of you. Okay, so I'm just going to also add... Kibble. And do you know what year you were in Kibble?
I think I was about 13 then, so. Probably 83, 84.
Yeah. Okay. So, what I can do as well is the same again. Just take, if you do remember, just a brief statement in regards to each of them care settings on how you were treated or what you went through in each care setting.
Yeah.
That'd be okay. So we'll start with Blair Raddock. Just a brief statement.
Got it.
So if you could just give me in a few of your own words on how you were treated in this place.
You weren't anything. You were just a kid that your parents couldn't look after. Or,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the discipline was, some of it was pretty harsh, in my opinion, or it might have seemed like that as a child.
No, of course, if you were a child, then that's...
But it was more, as I say, if you were cheeky to like, a member of staff, they'd crack you. Or if they, like, from, as I say, I'm trying to just... remember stuff.
Yeah.
If you didn't do anything, like, if you didn't want to eat your dinner, if there was something on your plate you didn't like, because back then, you ate what you got or you got fuck all.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And if you didn't want it, I can remember being made stand in the corner till everybody finished, like, in the dinner hall. kind of thing. I can remember my sister getting force fed. I don't know, it was just the punishment was more mentally, I think, than the physically. But as I say, the older I got, I feel the older I got, the more hidings I got. But I wouldn't say it was great treatment. That should be seen and not heard, basically. It's what springs to mind.
So, is there anything more that you'd like to add to this one, or are we okay to move?
I think that's it. As I say, it's very blurred. As I say, up until I would probably say about 13, 14. It's still blurred. Up until 11, it's been blocked out, like, as far as I'm concerned. And then it's like remembering bits, same as prison and stuff. It's like, do you know what I mean at all?
I'm just suppressed it.
You've dealt with it, you put it in the back of your mind and you forget about it, or you think you have. And then something triggers and you're like, fucking hell.
Then you remember it. So, do you want to tell me about what happened in Kibble?
It was more mental. That was all mental torture. That I can't remember any physical violence from members of staff in Kibble. It was all mental. They would take things off you. Stop you from doing things. Basically, taking your freedom. Because it was in the Kibble. I can always remember people saying this is where you go before you go to young offenders. And then obviously a couple of years after leaving Kibble, I ended up in Pullman. And then just on and off Low Moss, Glenoble. But I can't really remember much about Kibble, to be honest.
It was just mental stuff.
I can remember running away from it. I tried to run away from it.
And were you found or?
I got caught.
And who was you caught by?
Staff, I think, at the end of the playing fields. But then even like that, it was like when you'd done stuff like that, they'd take away any money you were meant to have or you didn't get certain things. Like in prison, if you do something in prison, they take your telly as a punishment. So it's kind of, that's kind of embedded into you. But they, that's their going to take it, but I'm used to not having it, so what's the fucking point? Do you know what I mean?
So I'll just pop them things onto the application for you. I don't then, so obviously, if things do come to mind, you will be given the chance to give a witness statement that's a bit more in detail. So, what I am going to do now is send you over the documents to sign.
Yeah.
So, you can end the call and obviously look over and read the documents in your own time and then sign them and send them back to us. Or if you would prefer, I can stay on the phone and guide you through them.
Can I do it at a different time?
Yeah,
so that would get a little bit anxious. I think it's because I'm going to see stuff in black and white, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So what we'll be sending is the client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority that allows us to act on your behalf, the request for proof of address and proof of identity, and then the application forms.
Right.
So
no,
they will be sent over email and text, and there should be a link that allows you to access them and sign them and return them back to us.
Right. No, they're just saying on the screen.
Yeah, so it'll be little digital signatures, yeah.
Right. No, okay. I wasn't sure if I'd need to print anything off.
No, it's all digital.
Right. Okay.
Right. So you should receive them shortly in the next few minutes. Obviously, once they're signed, we can send the application off. And if you do need to contact us in the meantime, feel free to. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much, and I appreciate
you
opening up today.
Okay,
thank you for your time. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.